Well, all I've been doing is just standing around being afraid I'm going to lose my job. And she looked at me and she said, well, would it be okay to pray for something like that? I said, honey, you can talk to God about anything and everything that concerns you. If I needed to meet my quota at work and all it was going to take would be for some of the customers to float over toward me, then why would I not ask God to send them in my direction? Well, what if that wasn't His will? Well, then don't worry about it. You won't get it. This is not going to be hard today. We are going to learn that we need to pray according to God's will. And you know, you can throw out, if it be your will, as much as you want to. I don't suggest doing that if it's like something you know for sure is in the Word of God. I don't think you need to pray, God, if it's your will, save my son. I think that's pretty obvious, but you know, I gave all that stuff up. I don't worry about that stuff anymore. I've got a relationship with God. I trust Him. I believe He trusts me. I don't want anything He doesn't want me to have. And I'm going to pray like a wild, crazy woman for everything that I can think of. Amen? Because if there's anything that anybody can get, I'm going to get some of it. Did you hear me? Well, who do you think you are? Nobody. And that's the beauty of it. Absolutely an undeserving, less than nothing, nobody. But when God does things for those nobodies, that's when we see His glory. And that's exactly what the devil wants you to think. Well, who do you think you are to pray like that? In James chapter 4, verse 1, it says, what causes strife? Why do fights and feuds and quarrels, how do they originate among you? And many, many years ago, when God first began to give me revelation out of James 4, 1 and 2, I can tell you my life was full of strife, feuds, fights, and quarrels. Now, that's not the case now, but when I saw that, what leads to strife, discord, and feuds, and how do quarrels and conflicts and fights originate among you, it had my interest. How many of you need a lot more peace in your life than what you experience? Have way too many fights and way too many quarrels and so much strife where you work, and even strife in the church and strife in the home. Strife is bickering, arguing, heated disagreement, but it's also an angry undercurrent. And I hate that part worse than anything. It's like that angry undercurrent that can even be in the church among the people in the choir. Come on. Well, I think I should be the worship leader. I can sing better. She can't even sing her way out of a paper sack, and I've got a great voice. Come on. Come on now. So he says, what's the cause of all this stuff? God's called us to peace. Jesus said, my peace I leave with you. Wear your shoes of peace. He said, do they not arise from your sensual desires? So that's fleshly, carnal desires. It's, let's make it plain, it's stuff that we want. It's a position. It's a promotion. It's finance. It's wanting what somebody else has. Now, you just hang on. It ain't time for that yet. Verse 2, James 4:2. In case you didn't hear him, he's wanting me to do the robot. I said, not yet.